sit down a minute and give me 3 or 4 minutes to talk to you before you give your tithe and sow your seeds and give. And I want to talk to you a minute from Romans 12 and 2. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. I want to help you understand the financial setup that God has for you. And what's blocking your money? What's stopping your money? What hindering all the prosperity scriptures you know? What demonical forces are keeping you from being debt free? Are you listening?
Yes,
every child of God supposed to be debt free. Are you hearing me?
Yes,
and as an apostle of finance, the Lord said, I need you to talk to them a few minutes before they give their seed and tithe so they'll understand certain things I've taught you. The blockage of your prosperity is your soul. Not your spirit, not the devil, it's your soul. The devil can't keep you from being prosperous. So here today I want to pinpoint, just a few minutes, renewing your mind daily to receiving the prosperity of God. Renewing your mind daily to receiving the prosperity of God, I'm going to add on to it, that belong to you. Renew your mind, Romans 12, 2, when you're not living financially free, it means that you conform to the world system. But when you renew your mind about prosperity, you be transformed. And notice the good, accepting, and perfect will of God is that you be debt-free and that you be prosperous. I want you to renew your mind with John, 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. Now watch what he's saying. Watch what he's saying now. Watch what he's saying. Even. Come on, put it on the board. 3 John. Even as thy what?
Soul.
Your mind, your conscience, your imagination, your will, your desire, your intellect, your emotion, your memory. When you renew your mind, all that's the soul. You're renewing all that. Psalm 139, verse 14. They talk about, describe fearfully, wonderfully, and marvelous. But then it says, Psalm 139, 14. I'm almost through. I'm talking about your finances now. Look at the latter part of that verse. And what? And that my soul, your soul can't be ignorant and walk in prosperity of God. You can't just say a few things, I'm the head, not the tail, think it's going to happen. You have to have a renewed mind, a renewed soul, your imagination. You got to be a dreamer. Now listen to what I'm saying. I'm closing. And I'm going to say it over you so many times, you're going to hear it in your sleep. Money comes to you now. Renew your mind with that. Your apostle, your pastor is the man who is carrying the mantle. There's no reason nobody from Chicago or New York should be wearing this and you're not wearing it. Now, I want you to take Romans 12:2 and Hebrews 4:12. about this money stuff, about this prosperity. For the word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing. You see, you need to be pierced. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit and of the joint and the marrow. And look what it says at the last statement. And is a discerner. It is a what?
Discerner.
Of the thoughts and intents of the heart is of the soul. Of the soul is of the mind. Of the mind is of the imagination. You have to take the word of God. Stop trying to live on a salary. You need to know that you have invisible sources. Let's say this confession on the back. Because he told me that I had instruction. Father,
I know
that you
have
a financial plan
for the believer
called
tithe
and offering.
At this moment,
I set my heart.
I set my soul.
I set my mind.
I set my memory.
I set my conscience.
I set my imagination.
I set my will.
I set my memory.
I set my desire
to tap in your financial plan for me.
Satan
will not
rob
me
anymore in my finances.
In the name of Jesus,
by faith,
I'm at this moment
planting
my financial seed.
My financial seed.
Woo, glory.
My financial seed
into the kingdom of God's field.
I'm doing this
because I know.
Because I know.
Because I know.
That this is a biblical truth.
And I set my heart.
And I set my soul.
And I set my will.
And I set my imagination.
And I set my desire.
And I set my conscience
to obey the word.
Father,
I also know
that it's a biblical truth
that in return
for my financial faithfulness,
oh glory to God,
you will supply
all
my need,
all my dream,
all my desire,
all my want,
and above my need.
In Jesus' name,
I hold
fast
to my confession
in your financial plan.
Thank you.
Come on. Thank you.
Listen.
It's 11:41.
See yourself out of debt.
Genesis
11:6. God himself said, whatever a man imagine,
you can't stop a man with imagination.
And your wealth and your prosperity and your debt-free living is a God-given imagination.
See yourself out of debt.
Before you go to sleep tonight,
see yourself having no bill.
Let your soul work on it while you're sleeping.
In Jesus' name.
Come on.